and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Lauren, Steve, and Chris. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
We are over at the Grand Californian at Disneyland's 60th Diamond Anniversary Celebration. We came out here for a week and have been enjoying the different things that are going on. Lots of cupcakes, which weren't exactly...
They weren't the best cupcakes.
Yeah, they weren't really that good.
No. I was highly disappointed.
Yeah, we're cupcake people, and but, you know, it was very cute. They had cupcakes everywhere and different things going on. So let's talk about Disney's Diamond Celebration. What'd they have going on?
Really, it was just new parades, new fireworks. The Paint the Night show was amazing. The parade there.
It was incredible.
I saw it three times. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's a highlight.
Yeah. It was...
Likewise.
It was a whole new level of parade entertainment. Visual fantasy. It was just... It was really, really incredible. Happy, you know, you can't help but kind of dance along.
Yeah,
and
bop to the music.
Yeah. Right, it's got the music from Wreck-It Ralph.
A little bit of Electric Light Parade was in there.
And it's kind of a little...
Pointed that out to Bob.
Yes.
Well, you had a little Spectro, too.
Mm-hmm.
With the characters on the balls at the end.
Oh, that's right.
Little Spectro.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I noticed that. But it had different floats. It had a Frozen float. It had Mac from Cars.
Which
that was
cool.
Probably the most impressive one.
Yeah.
And, of course, it had Mickey at the end. And in there between, it had Tinkerbell with Peter Pan. But just very, very cool. Impressive. Just jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
And if you still haven't gotten enough Frozen, that was there, too. They had a big Frozen float with Anna and Elsa. And then
and
all
Olaf.
The little... Yeah, and all the little underling princesses were following behind. And they're teeny tiny little floats because...
Yeah, Cinderella got like...
She got like a little square with some
They spared a
lights.
Square.
Belle had an impressive float.
Belle
that was
really
the prettiest float, I thought.
Belle was propped up on some 12-foot dress.
Yes.
And just...
With a big rose behind her.
Yeah, she was...
Yeah, it was pretty.
What were you going to say, Steve?
Oh, if you're going to go, people start lining up for the parade at about 3 p.m.
Well,
for
an 8:50 parade.
Yeah,
I think 3 o'clock might have been because it's the anniversary week, but 5 o'clock is not uncommon. If you want curbside at Disneyland on Main Street, 5 o'clock. So 3 to 4 hours ahead of time.
But you know what? Both times that we saw it, and Lauren saw it three times, but both times we saw it, we got right up there.
Yeah. I sat for an hour the one night by myself.
Yeah.
Over by Small World, and I had, but I wanted a prime spot to take pictures.
Yeah. I thought where we went was fine, and we went there like 20, 30 minutes beforehand.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting about Disneyland versus what we're used to at Disney World is you're allowed to kind of save spots. If you spread out a blanket or a towel or a bag or whatever you have, you can reserve a spot as long as there is one person left behind sitting on that curb or on that bench to defend the spot.
They had people passed out. Like, there were kids passed out on little towels that were spread out and blankets, like, all afternoon, just lining the whole Main Street. It was kind of funny.
I don't like that.
Oh, it didn't bother me.
You know why I don't like it? Because it really takes away from Main Street.
Yeah, it does.
It makes it look like Hobo City.
It makes it look like, you know,
but they just
Chicago.
They have a completely different vibe out here. I mean, they're catering to 1.3 million pass holders, and... You know, it's just a very different vibe. They're a lot more, I think, accommodating out here than at World, where you have to walk a little, you know, you have to play by the rules a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just like when we see all the characters out. Like, we walked in yesterday morning and we saw, I think it was Belle. And she did have a handler, but he was pretty far away. And you'll see sometimes...
Oh, and Mulan, we saw her.
Yeah, you see characters kind of walking out. And
it's like what you see in the commercials.
Yeah, like they have... Somebody told me, one of the girls told me, they have 4 handlers, character handlers, for both parks. So they're not on duty at any given time, so they're not all over the place. So,
interesting.
What'd you think of the 60th anniversary of the World of Color show?
I liked it. I thought it was better.
It was good.
They incorporated the center of the fun wheel and
California Screamin'.
This California Screamin', and they used that as a projection platform. And I think they utilized that well.
Yeah.
I didn't love it.
I didn't love it at first. You had to kind of ease into it. I think one of the other agents we were with said it started slow, and
yeah.
I agree. It started slow, but then it was good.
Yeah.
I liked the last one better.
The last one had more color, more action.
Yeah. It was more upbeat. I felt like this one was very low-key, like slower music.
Right.
Like there was nothing that kind of got me into it.
It
was good.
That's a good point.
You know what?
It was good.
I think the climax of the whole thing was...
It was all about Wall.
Right.
Which
is what it should be about.
But everyone, of course, got super excited when Let It Go came out.
Yeah.
And it was a good effect. It was pretty cool.
That song
seems to be the center of everything right now.
It is. It is the center, and it's still amazing to me that everyone still gets very excited about it.
I know.
It comes on, and everyone,
yeah,
and then they clap
afterward. Along and all that. Yeah,
it's like, I wouldn't know who would sing along.
I know.
I saw you belting it out in the fireworks last night. I don't know.
I was.
Yeah.
Her and Frankie.
Yeah, but I was singing with Frankie.
Can I just say one thing? I think that, you know, we started it by saying they didn't really do anything for the 60th except for some cupcakes and this, that, and the other. But the thing is, the bigger issue is you're here, and it's that feeling, because it's kind of exciting. The cast members are excited. There's, like, before the fireworks, that guy who was out, that cast member who was out dancing, he was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a lot of that excitement.
You just missed Chris
Bussa
move.
I know, right? Seriously. And, you know, they've been doing things for the cast members all week, because Donna, who is a friend of ours and who's a cast member in Disney World, said... She kept sending me texts going, they're getting all kinds of free stuff. And they are. They were doing all kinds of things for the cast members all week long to kind of celebrate. So they're in a good mood. The guests are in a good mood.
Well, I said that we're at the California, Grand Californian right now, but prior to this, we stayed at the Disneyland Hotel, and our view was of the cast parking lot.
Right.
And they had a special area set up, a tent area, where they were doing special things for the cast members every day. So what you're talking about, you know, the gifties or the snacks, the food, the drinks, whatever, and they are taking care of their cast members.
Yeah, and so it puts people in a good mood. Plus, the whole vibe I thought was super fun yesterday. They did ask people to dress up dapper, like 1955 kind of clothing.
There were some cool things.
There were. There weren't as many as I thought, given the fact that they have a massive Dapper Days out here and it just takes over the park. I was really surprised at how few people dressed up.
But they also didn't give a lot of notice on
they
that.
Didn't give a lot of notice. You got like 10 days.
Yeah.
So
there was the one couple with the baby carriage.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Cute.
We met a guy. His name is, what is it? Designing Daddy. Something like that. It was super cute.
Yeah.
We took a picture of him. He's on the mouse.
We'll figure it out and put a link up.
They had fantastic costumes. And he designed all of them. They had a little boy, a little girl, and a baby in an antique carriage, and that he made all their outfits.
Okay.
So it was really fun.
It was, yeah, they were impressive.
And they couldn't move.
Yeah, they couldn't move. They were getting their picture taken left and right. They were like characters out
we
there.
We came back like 30 minutes later.
They had moved. Yeah.
And she said, we can't go anywhere. Like you could tell the mom was kind of exhausted. That's three kids, and I think there were three under five.
Yeah, they were.
So,
yeah.
And they were absolutely
the little boy had that old-fashioned lollipop, and his whole face was candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the big, oversized lollipops. They just totally played the part.
But you saw a lot of
that. Post a picture.
Yeah, well, there's one on the Instagram page.
Okay.
But I think that's the only one I got. I think you got some. Anyway.
I got one, yeah.
So, but they were
awesome. Were really nice.
There were lots of people out there like that, just not as many as I thought.
Mm-hmm. I think what was interesting, which kind of built up with the 60th excitement, is the people that were there. They were true fans. We met up with Dibcast.
Yes, we met up with Dibcast, which is a podcast from the UK.
Right. We bumped into them twice.
We kept eating dinner with them, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. But just sharing the excitement and stories and favorite Disney moments or park times. We waited. Yesterday was the official date of the opening, and Steve got here at 6:45.
Yeah.
They opened the park early. They opened at 6:30 instead of 8, and he got here nice and early, and he was all dressed up in his tie and slacks and looked very handsome, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But he went over by the partner statue and got a spot, and was waiting, and we met up with him close to 8:30, somewhere around there. And the speech was going to be at 10 o'clock. And so you had a lot of time to wait. And what we were doing is kind of checking out people. There were people with the lanyards, with all the anniversary pins,
yeah.
You know, with $300 around their neck. And but hearing some of the conversations, the fanaticism was kind of neat,
yeah.
I thought. But we left.
We left, yeah. We're like, let's ride some rides.
Yeah, I didn't want to wait for a 15-minute speech that I could see on TV or YouTube later. So
yeah.
We went and rode rides, which the park at that point was very accessible.
The park wasn't bad all day. I mean, the only time it was bad is when we waited. It said 20 minutes for Pirates, and what did we wait, 45?
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that, it was fine. It was like a good, it was a really good day in the park. And if you ever get a chance to do an anniversary, don't expect, like, over-the-top stuff. Expect some free cupcakes. Go with your friends. And if you're a Disney fan, you'll really feel that whole vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not like they can do a whole new ride or something for a...
No, they did a parade.
Yeah, so they did the parade
the
and
fireworks.
The show and the fireworks. And they do those things that they can change up. And they start those before the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, real quick. The fireworks, and I'm not that familiar with the Disneyland fireworks display, but what they do is the projection that we're used to on the Disney World Cinderella Castle. They, of course, do that on the Sleeping Beauty Castle, but they also do it on the Main Street buildings. They do it on Small World,
mm-hmm.
Well,
and they do it on the Matterhorn.
Yeah.
And here the castle is so small, it's just a guy out there with a flashlight. I'm kidding.
Yeah. It's small.
It's not that small.
It's really small.
You have to be very close to the castle, I think, to see the.
Yeah.
There's no.
The
yeah. There's no like.
You can't see it.
You
from,
can't
like,
see it.
Main Street.
No, the stuff on Main Street is more than well. I mean, you definitely want to see that. Next time we have to see it on Small World.
Yeah, I think that'd be neat.
I bet you on Small World you can really see it.
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Yeah, we saw some of it on the Main Street buildings, and we talked about this right after our Norway cruise, that they had these projections for the Dreams show,
mm-hmm.
and it was very similar to that, how they project and they expand.
It
really
snowed.
Enhances.
It
yeah.
snowed.
It did snow during Frozen, but it was nice. It was a good vibe, which I thought.
Yeah.
People need to get away from their Walt Disney World vacation every year and just come out here once. The only difference is really going to be a tiny bit more on the plane ticket, probably, and no
a
free
lot
Magical
more.
Express.
Oh, but the and we'll probably talk about this later. But this is so a walking vacation.
Yes,
it's like you're staying at the Contemporary, no matter where you stay,
right.
Because you just walk,
yep.
And it's nice.
Yep. Even if you're in that offsite hotels, because we were able, as part of our training that we had before this, we were able to tour the offsite hotels, and they weren't that far. You can't
no.
walk, but
you could
take a shuttle. You could take a shuttle, and it's like taking a shuttle from Contemporary, or not Contemporary, from Coronado or Animal Kingdom Lodge or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I think the biggest ride was 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're easily looking at 20-minute ride
from
Animal Kingdom to the Magic Kingdom.
You're
mm-hmm.
looking for a 20-minute ride from Contemporary to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, you
so,
are. So
yeah.
I think it's a different aspect, and you just feel like everything is
right
all
here,
right here.
With mm-hmm. as many rides and nearly as many shows.
Yeah.
All right, so that is our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy our shows, you can download those at iTunes or at mousechat.net. And again, thank you for listening. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.